How therapeutic education on methotrexate self-injection impacts on fear and beliefs among rheumatoid arthritis patients. Methotrexate is primary treatment for rheumatoid arthritis. Among the factors contributing to non-adherence to treatment, difficulties in injecting methotrexate have been largely identified. Our objective is to compare rheumatoid arthritis patients' perceptions and beliefs regarding methotrexate self-injection before and after a therapeutic patient education session. This was a prospective consecutive pilot study, included 44 patients, 72% were female, mean age of 46.4, plus or minus 15 pounds, 8 years. Median disease duration was 7.5 years. Median duration of methotrexate use was 2 years. Patients received an individual therapeutic patient education session for subcutaneous self-injection of methotrexate supervised by a nurse, with a follow-up interview 1 week later. Perceptions of fear and beliefs related to self-injection were associated before, after the first and after second methotrexate self-injection using a 10mm visual analogy scale. Patient satisfaction was also evaluated using a 10mm visual analogy scale. Results: the mean duration of therapeutic patient education session was 13 plus or minus 3 minutes. Perceptions showed a statistically significant improvement in the visual analogy scale for fear, which decreased from 5.6 plus or minus 3.3 before the session to 2.1 plus or minus 2.5 after the first self-injection and 1.0 plus or minus 2.0 after the second. Similarly, the visual analogy scale for difficulty decreased from 6.2 plus or minus 2.8 before the session to 2.5 plus or minus 2.5 after the first self-injection, then to 1.0 plus or minus 1.8 after the second, with statistically significant improvements. All patients expressed satisfaction and rated at 8.6 plus or minus 2.1 after the first self-injection and 9.1 plus or minus 1.9 after the second session. In conclusion, this study suggests the effectiveness of therapeutic patient education session on methotrexate self-injection in patients with rheumatoid arthritis. It also highlights the value of modifying the behavior of patients undergoing rheumatology treatments.